Welcome to the Cameo Chronicles.
I just watched Elizabeth Gilbert do a little promo video for her upcoming tour and do her own sound backing for the video. And I thought, yeah, I could do that too for the podcast. Back to the low tech today. I just wanted to pop on for a quick minute here and share about a book that I've been crushing on lately, an author. I didn't actually read the book, let's be honest. I just listen to things about books. I either listen to them on audio, or this time I mostly just heard this author in a bunch of podcasts and just kept finding more podcasts because I was like, I want to hear more. I want to hear more. The author's name is Annie Duke, and the book that she's promoting right now is called Quit. And she's written a few different ones that are all awesome, but she was like pursuing her PhD, got sick, and decided to become a professional poker player while she was like getting better and got really good at it and got to know kind of the ins and outs of making good decisions and when to quit. And she says like in a round of poker lasts maybe 2 minutes, and in that she has to make like 25 different decisions. And so it's like a really good test case of learning how to make good decisions and quickly and go with your gut, but also use some really good strategies and some science. And she's kind of flipped things around from like winners never quit to more of a place of like quitters often win. And so it's been interesting to listen to this and to think about it. And she has some cool ideas of this concept of a Katamari ball, and it's like a video game that she explains where you start with just a speck of dust and it just keeps rolling, kind of like making a snowball or a snowman. You just keep rolling it and it collects more and more mass, and as it goes, like it gets so much mass that it's creating kind of this inertia. And I think about that in, you know, in a career, especially being self-employed. It's like, okay, we've put all this money and time into it, like I gotta keep going. Or in a marriage, like gotta keep going because we've put all this energy and time into it and we have resources shared and all this stuff. And you know, like especially with my cultural heritage of growing up Christian, you know, it's always you just go, 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 you keep going, you never turn back. But it's interesting to think about quitting as something that helps you move forward better or healthier. Or because she talks about this angel investor for venture capitalists, and he can determine someone who's going to be really successful and invests in them and helps them do well, but he doesn't tout his greatest success as helping those people do well. The thing he's most proud of is the people that he got to quit. And just that he's like, if I chose you and invested in you, it's because I can see there's greatness in you. And if I can see that there's like a gap in what you're gonna do, or there's something that isn't gonna turn out well, and I can get you to quit sooner so that you can redirect and like go in a better direction, that's amazing. Because he's like, you only have so many minutes in your life, and you don't wanna waste them going down a path that's not gonna be great for you. And so, kind of rethinking my old ideologies of like never quit, never quit. And then to engineer that into decisions. She talks also about an expedition going up Everest, and that anyone going up there usually has a plan of a turn back point. And so if they're not at the summit or at this point by 1 p.m., they need to turn back because if they keep going, they're not going to have enough time to get to where they're going and back before night falls and lose their lives. Like, because the whole point is not just to make it to the top of Everest, but to make it to the top of Everest and back down alive. And so it's super interesting to think about that in a career of, like, if you have a plan to get to a certain plateau, and if you're not there by a certain age, is it time to then quit and go do something else that will get you to there better or faster in a relationship? If you keep saying, like, okay, at 5 years, I'm going to reevaluate, and if I'm not seeing this and this in my relationship, then it's time to quit. Or in a small business, if by this point, this and this and this is not being met or seen, then is it time to quit? And it's making that decision early on, like in the expedition, they have to make the decision for what they're going to do early on before they're up in, like, altitude sickness and not very sound mind. And even still, even if they've solidly made the decision back in base camp, they still might go back on it for themselves. But there's a higher chance that they'll succeed by coming down. And the other thing she says is, like, get yourself a quitting coach and someone that can help you make that decision who's not invested in it in the same way, who doesn't have the Katamari ball of all their resources rolling in that, saying, yeah, keep going, you're going to get it next time. Someone who's not emotionally invested and can see a bigger perspective, who has more life experience and can help you quit sooner so that you can redirect and go somewhere else. And so I was thinking about how, in some ways, this work that I do as coming out coaching is in some ways like quit coaching. And it's hard because it's like sometimes it's helping people quit something in their life that isn't fitting for them. But it's important because if they keep going down that trajectory, they're going to become less and less and less themselves, less and less their true essence. And in the end, not be happy. And the people around them are affected as well. And so by helping people quit sooner, it helps people redirect into something that is more aligned, more meaningful, more like perfectly for them. And so I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about how I can use these resources in my own life and in my own decisions, like what are my turn back points for different things. And one final thing I wanted to say about it is she also talks about you can make a decision, and if you quit, like the tendency is to judge it and be like, oh, I made a bad decision, shouldn't have done that, and have regret and things. But she's like, no, you can also just acknowledge that the circumstances have changed. Like maybe you made the best decision you could at that time with the information you had. And now it's time for something different because you've gotten new information. And so that's something I've really worked on in my own life of, you know, like quitting a marriage and not making it wrong. Like not being like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But yeah, like I should have done that, and it was beautiful that I did that, and there were so many gifts from it. I learned so much. I got these amazing kids. I don't have to look back and make that wrong. I can just say, you know, circumstances have changed and it's time for a different path, and I'll make it wrong. And so yeah, these are some of my ponderings that I got from this book, Quit by Annie Duke. Check out the book if you can. Or I listened to A Slight Change of Plans. That was how I first heard about her, and it's a great interview. Yeah, but I'd love to hear what is something that you're quitting or some time that you had to quit. Did you know that there's a button that you can press to record something and send it to me to put on the podcast? I've got that going on now, and so I can take listeners' calls live or like put your voice right onto the podcast if you'd like. So if you're hearing this and you can't find that button, send me a message and I'll send it to you. Or it should be linked in the podcast episode notes. And yeah, send me a little voice memo about what was a time that you quit and what was kind of your thinking around it. And also, if you're in a place where you're thinking you might want to quit something, but you don't know where to start and you want a quick coach, call me up. Happy to help you sort through that and hear your deepest truth and how to move forward authentically as who you are, so that you can kind of move into that next chapter smoother and sooner. Okay, have a great day. I hope you're doing well.